The recounts that Green Party candidate Jill Stein is pursuing in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania haven't started yet, but she's already running into roadblocks. In Wisconsin, where Trump won by 22,000 votes, a judge refused to require county officials to recount ballots from the presidential election by hand, leaving it up to the counties to decide how to recount the ballots. In Michigan, where Trump won by about 10,000 votes, the recount could begin later this week. And in Pennsylvania, a court will hear Stein's request for a recount next week. Dave Davies is a senior reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. He joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Donald Trump won Pennsylvania by more than 70,000 votes. Not close. Is there a feeling that a recount could change the results?
I think most think it's pretty unlikely. You know, the state calls for a recount in a margin of 0.5% or less. Trump's margin is more than 1%. So I think the common wisdom is that unless something really surprising like Russian hacking is discovered, this result will stand.
In order to get the recount in Pennsylvania, petitions are needed with voters in all the districts. Stein put out a video on Facebook over the weekend asking for voters' help. Here she is.
We can come together to say we need a voting system that we all can rely on. So I want to, you know, lay to rest. We're not on anybody's side here. We're not trying to hurt one candidate or help another candidate. This is about helping us restore confidence in our democracy.
So what's the process here? It sounds like you have to provide quite a bit to get a recount going in Pennsylvania.
Well, right. Absent a statewide recount, which doesn't happen because the margin doesn't justify, there is this provision that says there will be a recount in any precinct in which three voters sign a petition and ask for it. And the Stein campaign managed to get hundreds of people to do this over the weekend. So what we're going to find this week is a bunch of baby recounts, if you will, happening in a small fraction of the state's voting precincts. Stein's lawyers hope that that will show some discrepancies which will support its other legal initiative, which is a statewide formal contest of the result. This has never happened in Pennsylvania, but Stein's lawyers have indeed filed such a challenge. It relies, by the way, on the notion that there was cyber hacking that altered the results in Pennsylvania.
And what are people in Pennsylvania saying about this recount?
Most aren't paying that much attention. Smart election lawyers think it's a real long shot. But what's interesting about this, Jeremy, is that the argument for a challenge is based on a affidavit by a University of Michigan computer scientist named Alex Halderman. And in it, he offers an argument on how a very sophisticated hacker might alter voting machines so they steal just enough votes so as to make a difference, but not so many as to be obvious, then erase themselves. And it's the kind of thing that we would have all thought was crazy 5 years ago after some of the stuff we've seen about the DNC hacking and the penetration of voter registration systems in a couple of states. You think, maybe. The problem is that election courts tend to want evidence, and there's simply none offered that any of this happened. So I think it's considered a long shot.
And the Commonwealth Court in Pennsylvania has said it wants to have this whole process wrapped up by December 13th. What happens next?
There will be a hearing on Monday to hear this. Most people think that the judge will issue a quick decision. It will probably be reviewed by the state Supreme Court. And as you said, they want to find out by December 13th because that's when the winning candidate's electors have to be told to report to cast their votes in the Electoral College.
We'll keep watching in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and Wisconsin. Dave Davies, senior reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.